أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون. Decided we read yesterday, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when the Torah was given to the Bani Israel, they saw that there were certain commandments which were, they felt were too hard for them, and then they openly rejected to accept it and to follow it. And then Allah Ta'ala commanded Jibreel alayhi salam to bring the Mount Tur and place it just above their heads and told them, accept it. Otherwise we are getting, we let this mountain fall down on you. Then they accepted it and they promised that they will practice on it. They went into sajda and they accepted it. The Bani Israel continuously, repeatedly asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that ask Allah Ta'ala to give us some instructions, some commandments of how we should worship Him, how our relationship with should be with Him. Accordingly, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah, Allah Ta'ala gave them the Torah. When the Torah was given to them, then they found certain things which were against their natural desires, their nafs. And because of that, they refused then to accept it. On that, the mountain was brought and placed just above them. Yeah, this incident, with our short understanding, sometimes we find that where in the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says La ikraha fi deen, that there is no compulsion in religion. Nobody can be forced in religion. So how was this forced upon them? So the ulama explained this point very beautifully, that to accept Islam there is no compulsion. People are encouraged, invited towards Islam. But the minute a person has accepted Islam, then all the laws of Islam are compulsory upon him. And now it is by force also, he must be made to follow the laws of Islam. In an Islamic Khilafat, if there is an Islamic Khilafat, according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, and that is the lightest of all the Imams, the views which is the most lightest of all the Imams' views, that if a person does not make namaz, he must be put in jail. Until he makes his namaz, he must be forced to make namaz. In all the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, then once a person has accepted Islam, then in an Islamic Khilafat he will be forced to do so. And this exists even everywhere else. Those who are responsible for deen, the ulama, the parents of children, the asatiza of students, the mashayikh of the muridin, it is necessary for them, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that when you see a wrong being committed, you must, the first level is that you must stop that by the force of your hand. And if you can't do that, if your iman is not at that level, then with your tongue you should speak out against it. And if not that also, then in your heart you should change it. Not only that you realize it's bad, but you should change it with your heart. And that is that you make dua, that Ya Allah change this condition. But unfortunately, this command of Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar has almost totally left us. And now, as it was, we are warned of it according to the hadith, that a time will come when we will command the wrong, and we will encourage the wrong, and we will command the wrong. So much so that today we find it's not right that you must force somebody. Whereas this is the command. Our children, if they are not making namaz, they must be forced to make namaz. But today we say we must be diplomatic. And we must think of it that the children, they will become rebellious. But when it comes to dunya's matters, when time comes for them to go to school, then we don't say we must be diplomatic. Then we make sure that we get them that they go to school. All dunya's things, that we will enforce it. And the deen's things, there we feel we have to be diplomatic. So this was with the Bani Israel. Allah has made it an example for us that we take a lesson. that we do not go to the extent what they went and refuse to obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and that we realize this command of Amar bil Ma'roof wa Nahi anil Munkar. Also it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who becomes happy for Allah and a person who becomes angry for Allah, and more in detail, that person is completed his Iman. So for the sake of Deen, we should be, when somebody is practicing on Deen, our happiness should be with that. And when somebody is not practicing on Deen, then we should become angry and upset. But today it is the opposite. For dunya, if somebody's dunya is very good, we are happy. Whether that person has got no deen also in him, no namaz in his life, no nothing in his life, it doesn't matter to us. So it is necessary to get our priorities correct, and all this that we have to do, keeping our akhirat in mind, that one day we have to die, and all this we will have to account for by Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. The akhirat is the real and eternal life, and we have to keep that in mind all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.